Later this week, many Americans may be just as happy to bid goodbye to 2004, a year of war in Iraq and a contentious presidential campaign at home. But the fading year may become a cherished memory if Weekend Edition humorist Andy Borowitz's predictions for 2005 come true.
In the first official act of his second term, President Bush will cancel the agreement between nouns and verbs. All over-the-counter pain medications will be banned, but not Viagra, which means that women will say they have headaches more frequently than ever before. Mel Gibson will stir controversy once again with his new film, Lethal Rabbi. The sixth Harry Potter book will weigh in at 73 pounds, crushing many of the children who attempt to read it. After months of delay, the first Janet Jackson jokes will finally arrive in Iraq. For the fifth consecutive year, people who ride Segway scooters will look like total dorks. President Bush will raise eyebrows by awarding the Presidential Medal of Freedom to the designers of the Kia Spectra. Osama bin Laden will not be found, and neither will a new Secretary of Homeland Security. Teresa Hines Carey will make a three-week tour of the red states, stopping to cuss out random voters. Intelligence sources will intercept indecipherable chatter, which will turn out to be Anna Nicole Smith. Michael Moore will direct a remake of Bambi, in which Bambi's mom is shot by Dick Cheney. Annoyed by nagging questions about steroid use, Barry Bonds will throw a car at a reporter. In mid-August, embarrassing revelations about former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik will begin to taper off. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld will deny running the military on the cheap after he is caught shopping for a tank on eBay. A brutal dictator will be released from prison and will return to the helm of her popular Lifestyles magazine. The New York Yankees will win the World Series by $120 million. And finally, after a long winter vacation at home, former Bush cabinet members will ask for their old jobs back, saying they want to spend less time with their families.
Andy Borowitz's new book is The Borowitz Report, the big book of shockers.